You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from The Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks.
Today on The Grave Talks, Journey with the Dead, a conversation with Mary Thomas. It all started in her family home as a little girl. Shadow figure darting past her long enough to let her know she was not alone. This is how it all started for Mary Thomas and her journey to understand the paranormal. Throughout her life, she'd be visited by deceased loved ones, hear voices others may not, and at times react to a presence that even she couldn't see, but knew was there. Today we learn about her journey with the dead on The Grave Talks.
The actual experience that I had was actually quite later in life. I had a general interest in the paranormal while I was younger. We had a few experiences at my family home, but I was always a person that was I would believe it when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't until I was probably in my late 20s, early 30s, that I had an experience. I can't really go into the details of it too much now because it was sort of a family member. But they passed away, and I had an experience which really sparked my curiosity and set me on the path that I'm on now. It was a few years back, so around about 2007,
mm-hmm.
that I had the main experience, and from there I started to watch a program called Most Haunted, which I'm not sure if US viewers would know, but I also was watching Taps at the time, which I know they would know more.
Sure. Can you tell me anything more about the experience other than just saying it was an experience? I want to hear the story. And you don't have to name any sort of names or anything like that. I'm just curious as to what went on.
Yeah, so it was quite a profound experience when I was younger. I'll probably give you the first one that happened in my family home. I can't go into too much detail about my other family member because, unfortunately, sort of, we don't really talk about the paranormal in my family. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit of a black sheep in terms of sort of going into this experience. But the first one that I had at my family home was it was the end of the night. I was going to bed. I was probably in my teens at this stage, late teens, early 20s. So I was going to bed, and every night I take a glass of water up with me, like most people do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd forgotten it this night, and I was like, oh, I need to go downstairs and get a glass of water. So I headed towards the bedroom door, which was closed at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the typical stereotype of stepping into a fridge. And in my mind's eye, I saw the image of an older lady, grey wispy hair in a white nightgown. And it was only a fleeting moment. Didn't really know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
it scared me.
Sure.
And so I shook it off and went to switch the light on, which, as most people would do. At that point of switching the light on, the light bulb blew. Mm-hmm. Which again is another really common thing that happens. Needless to say, I went without water that night because I didn't really want to go past the door.
Yeah.
So that was my first experience, but I kind of sort of dismissed it. And then a few years later, I had the experience that involved sort of family members. Mm-hmm. And then I met a friend at work, actually, and he was already going to paranormal investigations. And from there, I went to my first, no, that was my second investigation, actually. And then sort of joined the team that I'm with now. So I've been investigating paranormal since about 2008. The first investigation that I went to was quite a famous location called Wimmering Manor in the UK.
And I want to talk about that in just a second. I want to ask a question about what was it about that experience that really, you know, because you said, you know, you believe it until you see it. You don't believe it until you see it, but you already had some experiences prior to that. So, you know, there's something going on. What was it about that later experience that really made you go, I want to dig deeper?
Okay. So the experience that made me really curious, about the paranormal, was I had okay, I'm going to have to go into the details, aren't I? The experience that I had was, so it was a Monday morning. I'm at my home and nobody else is in the house at all. And I'm sort of looking into the mirror, just brushing my hair, just trying to get ready for mm-hmm. work. It's 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Mm-hmm. I had weirdest experience I felt like there was somebody behind me. Mm-hmm. It was a very comfortable feeling. It was very pleasant feeling. And I turned round, smiled and waved. And again, like the last experience, it was a very fleeting moment, but it was enough for me to sort of wonder why I'd done that. Mm-hmm. Because it's a very strange thing to do.
To just turn around and wave when you're looking in the mirror, yeah.
Yeah, there was no one there.
Like, even if there was a living person behind me, I don't know that I would turn around and wave.
You know? Exactly. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Unless you're a waving type person. Some people are huggy people, some people are wavy people. But me, if there's someone, I just turn around like, hey, what's up? You
know? Yeah. It was the strangest reaction to having nobody in the house.
Sure.
And so it felt like I sort of stepped into a little bit of a different dimension at the time as well.
Oh, wow.
It's the only way I can describe it, really. So then I was told a little bit later on in the week, I was told that a relation had passed away. So mm-hmm. quite sad. And go on.
When you were having that experience, you turned around and waved. And yeah. Obviously you had no idea of anyone passing or anything like that. But it was, you just did it. After you turned back around to the mirror and continued, you know, brushing your hair, whatever you were doing, did you have a moment like, why did I just do that? Did you know that there was somebody behind you? I mean, what was going through your mind?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, you know, everybody's getting ready for work.
Yeah.
And, I thought, okay, do I need to phone someone? is everyone okay? Mm-hmm. What was that experience?
Yeah.
But I, you know, because at the same time, I did have some feelings around that it was a friend of the family, it was male.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was a very comforting
yeah.
sort of feeling, very friend of the family, should I say, and yeah, very comfortable.
Were you able to, I kind of get that. I don't consider myself as sensitive by any means. I think, you know, if you look, there's like a 1 to 10, 10 being you flat out see the dead people, 1 being, you know, you kind of, you know, you get little feelings here and there, but can't really, you know, it's basically the hair on your neck stands up. I'm more so towards the 1, but I would say when I'm around family members or people that I know, even strangers, sometimes if there's at least a little bit of interaction, there's a feeling that each person has about them. And if you walk into a room and that person is there, maybe there's a cognitive level of you see the person and boom, that triggers your mind to feel a certain way. But I think sometimes, I mean, I've had situations where I've been in a house and I don't know who else is there, and I just kind of have the feeling that so-and-so is there. Almost like the feeling you'd get years ago when you'd have a television on in the other yeah. room and it's on silent and there's just that slight hum that no one can really audibly hear, but you know there's a TV on somewhere. And yeah. sometimes yeah. you can tell which TV is which by the hum or the frequency. I kind of feel like that with people. Did you in that moment have that sort of an experience of being able to identify, or kind of in the, your gut go, I think it might be so-and-so, and we certainly don't have to say a name or anything like that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I didn't at the time. I wasn't able to sort of know who mm-hmm. it was.
Sure.
But there was certainly an element of that it was male. It was connected. It was like a friend of the family or connected yeah. to the family. So, yeah, I mean, there was definitely, like you say, a level of sure. Energy, I suppose, that you could sense that it was
mm-hmm.
someone, but I didn't know who at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just kind of went on about your day after that?
Yeah, I mean, I considered sort of ringing other family members, but then I thought about, at the time, I was like, what do I say to them?
Yeah.
But, you know, I just turned around, smiled and waved at nothing.
Yeah. Especially if they're not that accepting of the topic. That's not like an easy phone call anytime, no matter what.
No.
It's like, hey, I saw this on TV. They don't care. But so were you all, let me ask you this, too. Was anything going through your mind wondering, because this was a unique experience and one that you hadn't had before, was there anything in your mind saying, is there something wrong with me? Am I okay? Am I like having a stroke or something?
You know? Probably, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't cross my mind massively that I was unwell, but it was definitely an experience
yeah.
where I questioned what had happened.
Sure.
Because I'd had the experience, and sort of up until the end of the week, I hadn't really put two and two together. And yeah, I wanted to explore it. I'd already had suspicions, I think, earlier on in my life that I was perhaps maybe open or susceptible to mm-hmm. paranormal experiences. But I'd, up to that point, I'd never had anything as concrete.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's 2 brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.